And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here. Lee, yesterday we talked about the horrific discovery of 11 cadavers at the Cleveland home of convicted sex offender Anthony Sowell. We talked to a local NPR reporter covering the story and a city council member who represents the area where the bodies were found. Lee, you blogged about this. What are listeners saying?
Hey, Michelle. Well, people are shocked, first of all. And after the initial horror fades, the questions start pouring in, such as why police weren't drawn to this scene earlier. Well, here's a post from blogger Sean. I'll read it. The attitude of police in the minority community is a large reason for the multitude of questions this crime has generated. Perhaps this may be time for police departments nationwide to rethink the way the minority community is policed.
Thank you, Sean. And of course, we'll bring you more details out of Cleveland as the story warrants. Now, on a completely different note, last week marked a full year since the historic election of President Obama as the nation's first black chief executive. We acknowledged that milestone last week by asking a panel of political thinkers to reflect on Obama's presidency so far. Here's a clip from that conversation with conservative commentator Lenny McAllister, who calls himself a hip-hop Republican.
I don't think he's lived up to a lot of the promises that he said that he was going to do, one of which was take us to a new post-partisanship and post-racial America. That was a lot of the promise that he campaigned on. We've seen racial incidents jump up to a rise in a level that we haven't seen in a long time, and it's been a crescendo.
Lee, as you know, several people took issue with that assessment. We heard this from blogger Rosie, who posted online.
Obama was elected 1 year ago. He has not been president for even a year yet. How can he be blamed for the increase in racial incidents? I'm so disgusted with everyone who's attacking him. The right will trash anything he says and does.
Thanks, Rosie. And speaking of performance, Michelle, in your commentary last week, you weighed in on the dust-up surrounding President Obama and whether his penchant for sports activities outside the Oval Office unfairly excludes women. Here's what you had to say.
I think that this obsession with including women in Obama's every waking moment, including his sports outings, just perpetuates a different kind of bias, the bias of a jockocracy, where facility with sports somehow has some relevance to how well you do your job. Unless you're a personal trainer, I don't see how it does.
And Michelle, looks like you weren't the only one frustrated with the dialogue. I caught up with blogger Alex, who agrees. Here's what he had to say.
Why is it that in the United States, every single detail is overanalyzed, always from the perspective of discrimination? Can boys just play without someone coming along and labeling the entire thing as discriminatory or racist or this or that? I, for one, would like to have President Obama play basketball with me and my buddies, but that doesn't mean that I'm sexist.
Alex, you don't want me to take you to school right on the court. I guess I'm not being invited. All right, Lee, any updates?
Yeah, just one, Michelle. On Friday, President Obama extended that $8,000 tax credit for first-time homebuyers. Now, we reported on this the other week. The provision was supposed to end December 1st. The extension pushes that date back to June, but in order to take advantage of the credit, a mortgage contract must be signed before April 30th with a closing date before June 30th.
Thank you, Lee. Planning to buy anytime soon?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Please remember to leave your name. You can also log on to our website where you can read more from fellow listeners and enjoy a simpler social networking experience. Just go to npr.org, click on Programs, then on Tell Me More, and blog it out.